everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Well, one time, as a kid, my mom asked me to get some flour from the food cupboard. As I was walking back to the kitchen, I looked in the flour, and I saw that there were these worm-like things moving in the flour. When I opened the container, I realized that there were worms in the flour. Disgusting! Well, that experience actually reminds me of today's lesson. We're going to continue this lesson from yesterday called Mealworms and Microbes. Yeah, mealworms and microbes, pretty gross. So we're going to start out by talking about the mighty microbe. What's that all about? Well, you're going to find out today, and questions and possibilities. Okay, friends, make sure you have your magazines because it's time to begin. Let's go.
Mealworms and microbes. The mighty microbe. The mealworm's unexpected eating abilities are owing to microbes within their gut that break down the plastic. Stanford engineer Wu Wei Min calls this one of the biggest breakthroughs in environmental science in the past 10 years. Why? In the U.S. alone, 33 million tons of plastic is thrown out annually. And these microbes might help do away with some of it. To test a partial solution to this problem, the microbes were grown on a film and put on plastic foam. They succeeded in partially degrading the plastic, though not as efficiently as in a mealworm's gut.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 gut, G-U-T 这个名词。gut 在这里是指肠道或消化道。例如 food is digested and nutrients are absorbed mostly in the gut. 食物被消化以及营养被吸收大多都在肠道中。gut 也指内脏，例如 clean the gut of the fish before seasoning it. 帮鱼调味之前先要把内脏清干净。复数型的 guts 也指勇气或意志力，例如 Brandon is a man of guts, he always fulfills his promises. Brandon 是个男子汉，他总是说到做到。继续我们看 degrade 这个动词 ,de 这个字首在这里是指下降， grade 是指等级，所以 degrade 是指退化、降解或者十分解。例如 toxic wastes are rapidly degrading the soil in this area.有毒废弃物正快速破坏这个区域的土壤，或者是 organic trash can be degraded easily， 有机的垃圾很容易就被分解。Degrade 也指降低价值或贬低，例如 Don't degrade yourself trying to reason with this guy， 不要贬低自己去试着跟这个人讲道理。
All right, friends. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready to talk about.
No. Are you ready for a little quiz, Rebecca?
Oh.
What?Is smaller than a mealworm. Oh, yes, smaller than a mealworm. A mealworm is tiny. What is smaller than but mightier?
I know.
Yes.
The microbe.
You cheated.
And I didn't cheat.
I saw you looking at it. Yes.
I just am very smart. And
Rebecca,
yeah.
It's true. Yes, the mighty microbe, which is kind of a funny combination of words, putting the word mighty next to the word microbe, because mighty, I think of Superman.But microbe is something really tiny. It even fits inside of a small mealworm.
Well, guess what, Gabe? The microbe might be small, but it is definitely mighty, which is something we will learn here in our lesson. Let's read. The mealworm's unexpected eating abilities are owing to microbes within their gut.That break down the plastic.
Lovely. Lovely idea there. That's a great picture I have in my mind. Yes, this tiny little microbe inside of the mealworm's intestines, okay, gut is another name for an animal's or somebody's intestines. Isn't that great?
That's right, Gabe. I just love the way that you describe the word gut.
Yes.
Well, anyway, continuing on, we see this guy. He's a Stanford engineer, Wu Weimin. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, you might have said that correctly. So he's a smart guy because, you know, he's an engineer at Stanford. He calls this one of the biggest breakthroughs in environmental science in the past 10 years, which is great. We need some breakthroughs in environmental science.
Right, but I really like this next question. Why? In the U.S. alone, 33 million tons of plastic is thrown out annually, meaning every year, and these microbes might help do away with some of it. I'm getting really interested in this lesson, but we're going to stop for a moment and talk about this phrase, to do away with. This just means that you get rid of something.
Yes. And so that's what people are doing with their trash. They're doing away with their trash and all of these plastic bottles and plastic foams and plastic bags end up getting thrown away, and then they just sit there. But when you do away with your trash, maybe if you do away with your plastic foam, now there's another way to break it down. Mealworms can break down the foam.
And it would be great if we could do away with all of that trash and garbage. That'd be much better for the environment.
Wait a minute. Aside from trash, what else can we do away with, Rebecca? That means to get rid of something.
Well, there are lots of things that you could do away with. I think it would be great to do away with bad language.
Oh, yes. That reminds me. You could do away with your bad habits. Everyone has bad habits. We need to get rid of those bad habits. Let's do away with our bad habits.
Yeah, so there are many things that you can do away with. And yes, in our lesson, we're talking about doing away with trash. So continuing, we read, to test a partial solution to this problem, the microbes were grown on a film and put on plastic foam.
I love films.
Yeah?
Movies, right?
Wait, you're saying that these microbes were grown on a film, like a movie, Gabe?
Well, yes, okay. This word film means something different in our lesson. This is a small piece of maybe plastic, something flat that they put the mealworms on, or the microbes on, and they see how much the microbes can eat. So it's not a film like a movie.
No, it's not.
But they succeeded in something, okay? They succeeded in partially degrading the plastic, though not as efficiently as in a mealworm's gut or intestine.
And let's take a look at that word, to succeed in. This just means that you're finally able to achieve something that you have been aiming for.
Yeah, so for example, like maybe someone wanted a boss and she finally, wanted a raise.
She finally
convinced her boss to give her a raise. She succeeded in convincing the boss to give her a raise.
So, Gabe, what is another thing that you can do with, like, plastic bottles and stuff? Instead of just throwing them in the trash.
Rebecca, of course you should recycle. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Wait. And what do the guys have to say about recycling?
Well, let's find out the info class.
Let's do it.
Ding, 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 ding.
It is the 21st century, and it's about time we seriously think about our environment and how we can protect it.
So, how do we protect the natural environment? Well, we could start with the three R's of environmental protection. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. These are separate but interconnected concepts that support the goal of protecting the Earth.
Okay, reduce refers to keeping our purchases to a minimum and lowering our consumption of resources. If we take shorter showers, for example, we're reducing water consumption.
The second R, reuse, is a broad term that combines reusing materials and using items that have reusable qualities. Before we discard something, consider the possibilities of reusing it for a different purpose. A coffee can, for example, or a shoebox can be turned into a storage container.
Here's another example. If we use silverware instead of disposable plastic knives and forks, we're practicing the concept of reuse.
The third R, recycling, is technically a form of reusing, but it refers more specifically to items that are discarded and then broken down into basic components.
Right. When we recycle an item, that item or a part of that item is used to create something new. Plastic bottles, glass, aluminum, and paper should all be recycled.
So, the next time you finish your bottled water, instead of throwing the bottle away, put it in a recycling bin and help protect the environment.
我们今天来看 environmental protection, 环保。讲到环保，我们就必须了解 the three R's 是哪三个 R 呢？第一个 R 是 reduce, 减量。我们除了垃圾要减量，也要减少资源消耗的量，像每天花少一点的时间洗澡，就可以减少水资源的消耗。第二个 R 是 reuse, 再利用，指的就是重复的使用。第三个 R 是 recycle, cycle 是循环， recycle 字面上是重复循环，指的就是回收。我们如果把旧报纸拿去 recycle, 就是将它送给资源回收 车，让它经过处理又变成新的纸。要为环保尽一份心力，那就要务必落实 the three R's of environmental protection。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次云端见。
And welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about... Gabe.
No, what's wrong? Where is it?
Gabe, calm down.
Where is it?
What are you looking for?
Oh, this is terrible. I can't find it anywhere.
What'd you lose?
Rebecca, don't move.
Oh, wait, I'm not moving.
Gotcha.
What'd you find?
My little mealworm. How did you get away?
Ew, on me?
Well, yeah. Hey, don't say ooh. That's not a very nice thing to say about mealworms. They're very helpful. And there are quite a lot of possibilities for these little guys.
And a lot of questions. Ew. Gross.
Mealworms and microbes. Questions and possibilities. Many aspects of this discovery still require additional research before it can be utilized. First, will a plastic foam diet negatively affect future generations of mealworms or the animals that eat them? Can mealworms or other insects digest other kinds of plastic as well? And does the mealworm have a marine equivalent that can help improve the ocean's pollution problem? Whatever the answer might be, Wu reminds us of a familiar practice. We need to be better at recycling. We shouldn't waste plastic anywhere.
OK, 继续我们看的是 utilize 这个动词 UTI 这个字根有使用的意思，所以 utilize 是指利用、应用或者是使用。例如 part of the studio was utilized as storage, 这个工作室的部分区域被使用当作储藏的空间，或者是 the findings of the research will be widely utilized in medicine, 这个研究的发现会被广泛的应用在医学界。它的名词是去掉字尾的 e 再加上 ation 变成 utilization, 例如 there's an increasing utilization of virtual reality technology in many fields, 虚拟实境的科技在许多领域的运用越来越多。最后我们看 marine 这个形容词， MARI 这个字根有海洋的意思，所以 marine 是指海洋的， 例如 the oil leak is so severe that it might affect the marine ecosystem in this area. 漏油的污染非常严重，可能会影响到这个区域的海洋生态系统。Marine 也指航海的，例如 marine traffic is so heavy on this route. 这个航线的海运真的非常繁忙。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's time for us to talk about some of the questions and possibilities for the mighty microbe. We read many aspects of this discovery still require additional research before it can be utilized. Now, let's take a closer look at this word, to utilize. This just means that you use something in a very effective way.
And so, scientists would like to utilize this discovery that mealworms and waxworms can maybe break down plastic foam and plastic bags, right? Now, how else can you use the word utilize? Well, maybe, something is broken. We can't utilize this motor until it is repaired. Or friends, utilize, you could talk about utilizing your skills. That means to put your skills into practice.
Exactly. Well, let's take a look at some of these questions. First, will a plastic foam diet negatively affect future generations of mealworms or the animals that eat them? Here's another question. Can mealworms or other insects digest other kinds of plastic as well? And does the mealworm have a marine equivalent that can help improve the ocean's pollution problem?
And that is a great question. I hope that we discover more insects that can help break down things that we thought were not biodegradable. Is there a marine equivalent? An equivalent is something that is like something else. So, for example, when I think of, you know, like, 三杯鸡, there are equivalent dishes, right? 三杯豆腐 is the equivalent, the 豆腐 equivalent of 三杯鸡. It tastes the same, but it's just got different things inside.
Well, I think there's one thing that we should remember, recycle. Well, right now, it's time for us to check out what's going on with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out. Yes, reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Hey, man. What's up?
What's up, Ben?
Did you just finish eating something?
I certainly did.
Whoa, whoa! You can't throw that on the ground.
Oh, yes I can, Ben. You see, I just found out from today's lesson that mealworms might like the plastic from my plastic bag.
Did you just say mealworms? That sounds disgusting.
Oh, yeah, it does. Well, that's okay. They like to break plastic down.
No way.
Yeah.
But you don't want to leave all the work to the mealworms, do you? You know, you should reduce, reuse, and recycle
this
instead.
Such a good reminder, Ben. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Let me sing it out.
Okay.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Get in on this.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Oh, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Oh, reduce, reuse, and recycle.
But you know what? You can throw a lot of stuff away. You can recycle many things, like your plastic bottles you can put in one garbage can. You can put your aluminum cans in another garbage can. Maybe the paper in a separate one. This way you can reduce, reuse, and recycle.
That's right. So remember, reduce, reuse, and recycle. And recycle. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
You know what?
Yeah.
This plastic bag is gonna get a little solo. Here we go.
No way. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm gonna reuse this.
Are you ready for the plastic bag solo?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice. Hey. Hey, you know, you just reduced and you reused the plastic bag.
You're exactly right about that, and I'm going to recycle it later.
Oh, yeah. 2, 3. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
out, remember to reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Oh, I will, Ben. Thanks so much. This has been fun.
Whoa! Wait. Huh? You forgot your plastic bag.
Oh, come on, man. Oh, yeah. We can't just leave that there for the microbes and mealworms to break down. We have to
recycle.
Okay.
I can't believe my mealworms escaped.
Next time, don't put them in a styrofoam cup.
I won't.
So tell me, how can mealworms eat styrofoam?
Their unexpected eating abilities are owed to the microbes within their gut.
The microbes break down plastic?
Yes, it's the biggest breakthrough in environmental science in years.
Yeah. We do throw away a lot of plastic.
Yes. The U.S. alone throws away about 33 million tons of plastic annually.
Wow. That really is a lot of plastic.
And these microbes might help us do away with some of it.
Hey, maybe they don't need the mealworms. Just use the microbes.
That's a good idea. Scientists tried that. The microbes succeeded in partially degrading plastic, but not as efficiently as in a mealworm's gut.
Ah, it sounds like additional research needs to be done.
Yes. Will a plastic diet negatively affect future generations of mealworms?
I wonder.
Or can other insects digest kinds of plastic?
I wonder.
Or is there a marine equivalent that can improve the ocean's pollution?
I do wonder. Well, whatever the answers might be, that reminds me.
That we need to recycle?
No, that you need to get more mealworms, and I need to go fishing.
Oh, yeah. Can I have your fish?
Well, friends, that is all the time we have for today. Remember to review your words, and we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom.